God is doing some amazing things in Iran, in spite of sanctions and international tensions. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. From updates on Middle Eastern believers to new relationship opportunities with orphans. I'm going to take you around the world in the next few moments for a glimpse at God's fingerprints. And we'll start today with a look at the complicated relationship between Iran and the U.S. The latest tension comes with the Trump administration's October 15th deadline to decide if they're going to slap sanctions on Iran once again. But underneath the strained government relations, there's another relationship being fostered between Iranians and those in the West looking beyond the drama. Edwin Kashish Abnos of Heart for Iran says their ministry is focused on sharing Iran's story with believers in the West.
Heart for Iran is basically the Western face of what we do as a ministry. Mainly as a production house, a Christian satellite TV, where we provide Christian programming content for underground churches via social media, various ways on internet, publication, things like that.
Now, the goal is to equip Iranian believers and to inspire the Western world with what's really going on in Iran. For instance,
a lot of people are coming to Christ inside the country, so church grows very fast. But one of the concerns that Iranian ministers have is how deep these churches are, how good of understanding they have of the Bible. So pray for a way so we can disciple Iranians to grow into their faith.
Details on this ministry can be found at missionnews.org. Next, for kids who've experienced violence and lost everything, feelings of stability and consistency are vital. And though many organizations have tried to provide those over the years, lack of funding and resources often stops them short. That's been the challenge for Tent Schools International, an organization that helps to provide educational opportunities for children in refugee camps in Lebanon. Tent Schools' Dale Dielman.
One of the challenges for the teachers that we work with is that they are Christian working in the refugee camps, and they see this as a mission, so they are very committed to being there, but they also have families and they need that support financially as well as through prayer and through some resources and things like that just to keep things going on a daily basis.
Tent Schools is taking a big leap of faith, trusting God to provide what's needed to move forward. And so far, he's made a way to give these kids not only an education, but also hope for an eternity.
During the day, they have stories of Jesus to introduce them to this person who they believe in and the person of Jesus who they follow even into the camps to be there as the love of Jesus.
Teachers have added second and third shifts to better serve the refugees. Tent Schools is looking for a couple dozen sponsors for these teachers and the students. And if that's you, we'll connect you at our website. And in 2015, Rivercross integrated with Transworld Radio. The integration opened up a world of possibilities for the ministry, and now, with a recent facelift, so does its branding. Rivercross's Global Ministry Director Cindy Finley shares,
being able to meld our branding as an integrated ministry to reflect the fact that we truly are TWR, but yet we also have our own identity as Rivercross. That was a beautiful challenge that our MarCom team at TWR just rose up to meet.
Rivercross helps train ministries and churches in meeting the needs of orphans, not needs like food and shelter, but in dealing with the unseen wounds of trauma.
Our tagline is building bridges of hope for vulnerable children. And that's truly what we're doing through our media, through our ministry, through our partnerships, through prayer, is that we are building bridges of hope, and particularly hope in Christ for the children.
Rivercross is looking for 30 new partners. Pray that God would lead these partners to Rivercross. If you want to learn more details about the story and others from today's broadcast, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working in some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.